Hello, and welcome to Culture Shocked, the pop culture podcast brought to you by three aging millennials and our outdated opinions. Sometimes, when we get together, we just can't seem to stay focused at the beginning of a session. And sometimes, I hit that little record button and see where it goes. This is one of those times.
That's why I mentioned it, because you said it's your favorite Carpenter film when you talked about The Thing. And I was just God, I know a lot of people will say that They Live is like the worst Carpenter film, but I just, dude, I fucking love it for probably the same reasons you love this movie we're about to talk about. The cheese in it is just fucking phenomenal.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, I'll definitely watch it, but there's almost zero chance that it becomes one of my favorite Carpenter movies, unless I love how bad it is, which I might.
Considering Adrian doesn't really give a shit about like action just for the action sake of it, he might not love it, because They Live is a lot about fighting.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys, since this is going to be a little bonus material, I'll tell you guys, over the weekend I went to see The Equalizer 3.
Oh my God.
My God, is that movie bland?
Oh no.
Yeah, no, you might like it. You just said, I'm not action for the sake of action. But I'll tell you this, Corey, it is... For an Equalizer movie and for an action movie, it's very slow-paced.
I can tell you right now.
Did you like the other two?
I love the first one.
And that hurts my...
The second one I was in the middle on. I might like the second one more than this. And I mean, people are giving this movie good reviews, so you might love it. I just wanted to go in and see an old dude kick some ass like Keanu Reeves earlier this year. And it's not that at all. It's very slow. Like, it gives you one scene at the beginning to like hold you over, which is really cool. Okay. But then you go like an hour without any action.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay sometimes, but...
It's okay sometimes.
In an Equalizer movie, I kind of want the action.
Right.
That's the whole point of it.
It's very front and back loaded. The whole middle's like trying to introduce you to these new characters that, to me, didn't do anything for me. Like, they want to get you to care for them. I'm like, okay. Nah. But you might love it.
I have bad news.
What is it?
We cannot watch They Live as a part of our bad movie series. For all the negative things I've heard about it from people, this movie is a 7.2 on IMDb.
Holy shit.
So it can't be that bad.
It's a classic.
That's a good rating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For a horror movie, I think 7.2 is a damn good rating.
More people I've talked to than not liked They Live.
So. No, I fucking love it. It's one of my favorites.
I get it.
Mike, what's it rated?
A 7.2.
Jesus, it's only half a point below fucking Halloween. Like the Halloween.
Oh. Well,
that's wild. Actually, now that you said that, I wonder what, because I just rewatched The Thing. That's got to be up in the sevens as well.
The Thing, I feel like, is a little... horror movies don't get real good ratings, though.
They don't. When the rating is 8.2.
Oh, wow. Nice.
That might be one of the highest ratings for a horror movie ever. Deservedly so. The effects in that movie are fucking awesome. I cannot believe that movie was made in 1982. No CGI either. Nothing was available at the time. Just the practical effects they used were fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
That's one thing that a lot of, and you're not going to hear me, because I'm not going to talk about horror very much ever, honestly.
So when you do, let's soak it in.
Yeah. what horror movies in the 80s and beyond, like, and when I say beyond, I mean like before that, don't get enough credit for is the fact of how much practical effects went into it. Because like horror movies nowadays, they got the fucking benefit of CGI and all that stuff, and it's so much easier to make shit look, you know, scary and authentic. Whereas in the 80s and before, they legitimately had to have these fucking makeup artists and like practical effects crew. Yeah. Try to make the shit look as real as possible. And that is why some people be like, well, it looks like shit. I'm like, okay, well, I'd like to see you go in there and fucking do what they had to do with what they had to deal with.
Exactly. Yeah. And same thing for me, you know, I criticize shit and it's like, it's so easy from the sideline to be like, oh, they should have done this better. Like, oh, there could have been a better ending. It's like, you go in and fucking do it. You have so many ideas. Let's see what you can do.
But hey, They Live is rated R.
They Live
is? Yep, it's got Roddy Piper in it.
Yeah, that's two for two.
I don't know. I don't know who Keith David is. You guys might know. Who's
you
Keith
know
David?
Keith David is?
Yeah, you know Keith David.
You definitely know Keith David. You just don't know him by his name. He plays the president in Rick and Morty.
Oh, he's also in The Thing.
He's in everything.
I guess John Carpenter must like him.
Yeah, right.
Keith David is one of those character actors that's in a lot of shit.
I feel like
Don't confuse him for David Keith, also a character actor.
I feel like, was Keith David in the new Halloween series? I feel like he was in there somewhere. Maybe he wasn't.
Probably.
Who was the sheriff with, like, the cowboy hat?
No, that wasn't Keith David, but...
No, that wasn't him.
But he does look a little bit like him, yeah. He's got the same similar build.
Yeah, is it...
That guy was a little younger. I can't remember his name.
Omar Dorsey's his name?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, which, talk about a fucking wasted character. He did nothing.
Nothing at all.
When I saw him, I'm like, this dude might end up being a badass. I'm like, oh, okay, he's gonna... In every movie, like, for 2 minutes, and
they
do
made
nothing.
It a point to make him like a real cowboy.
He was Dog L in DC League of Super Pets.
Huh.
Well, of course he was. That's what I said.
Right, that was our go-to. Yeah, no, but you know, a lot of wasted characters in those Halloween movies.
Yeah, I really tried to champion before the third one came out. I tried my hardest to be like, that third one will fix the second one. It did not.
Well, we both hold our point that 2018 is an awesome movie.
Fuck yeah. I will never turn on one and two, the first Halloween and 2018 as a sequel. Those two movies together are fucking
Are you gonna more times now that this is like the new canon, are you gonna reach for Halloween and Halloween 2 or Halloween 2018?
Halloween 2018.
Okay.
Because as a 1-2 punch, Halloween 2018 might be my favorite horror movie.
Yeah, I think, you're on record saying that on the podcast.
And Halloween 78 was just off my top three list, so.
Right.
Yeah, for a 1-2 punch, those are two great fucking movies.
Mike, have you ever seen Halloween?
No. I've seen bits and pieces of... I'm not even sure which one, honestly, because it's been on TV at work and this and that.
You've just seen, like, bits of Michael Myers?
Yeah.
Is there right.
Okay. There's a lot of Michael bad Myers ones. There's a lot of bad ones.
Yeah. Michael Myers was in the one that I saw that was bits and pieces of.
Was LL Cool J? No, Exhibit punching him?
No, he was. It was a...
Or was it LL Cool J?
LL Cool J was H2O. Exhibit was Resurrection.
Okay, so they were both.
Both in there. LL Cool J is the gate guard that says to Josh Hartnett, comb your hair.
I think it was an older one because they were definitely in like a just like a small town. And
did you see an old bald white guy with a coat?
No, there was like some teenage kids running from him.
Yeah, sounds like a Halloween
that's
movie.
That's every movie.
Mike's like, there was like this guy with a white mask.
It was Halloween and there was a guy with a white mask and these kids were running from him.
Here's what I'm worried about. Oh, good, Mike.
I was going to say, so when I jumped in the lobby and I had this hanging in my mouth, did you guys just immediately think Tum Tum?
Oh, good call. No, I didn't, but that's where my mind should have gone.
I mean, now, yeah.
Yeah, now.
For bonus content purposes, people, I was eating a Twizzler.
Which are fucking nasty. They're better than Red Vines, but they're both nasty. Just tastes like cough medicine and wax.
I prefer black licorice. Wallaby brand from Sheetz black licorice.
Love Wallaby them. Tuna.
A wallaby.
Wallaby tuna. Your balls are showing. Wallaby tuna.
Bumblebee tuna. Corey, here's my issue with Mike going backwards if we had him do like a Halloween watch. Kind of the same thing we said in the PlayStation episode where older stuff might not hold up for people just now experiencing it.
Yeah.
I wonder how many kids would watch Halloween now and be like, that movie's fucking boring. And to me, it holds such a special place. Like, it's not boring.
Okay,
it just doesn't have a bunch of jump scares.
If you were to go backwards and watch a movie, can you put yourself in the mind that this was in 78 and the graphics are going to be 78?
Slashers weren't really a thing.
The tone's going to be 78.
Yeah.
Then you'll like Halloween, I think, but you have to really put yourself
in. Let me ask you this.
When we do the James Bond films, we're all going to have to fucking do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Mike, let me ask you this. Do you do better going back and playing old games or watching old movies? Which ones hold up for you more?
Movies.
Older movies?
Yeah. Going back and playing older games, unless it's one that like I was already in love with, is hard for me.
Oh, good shit, Mike. You're consistent. That's exactly what you said in the episode I just edited.
I do. You're nothing if not consistent. Honestly. Trying to play old games, even ones I loved, sometimes just don't work.
Depending on, like our old RPGs are so easy to play compared to like older, like some other games. Like, I'm sure I could go back and play, what is it, you guys, Fire Emblem or what is it? What's the third? What is
that? Breath of Fire 3?
Breath of Fire, yeah. I could go back and play Breath of Fire 3 and be fine. But like trying to play GoldenEye, for example, I guarantee you it would probably fucking suck.
Don't you dare say that.
And I love that game. It's one of my favorite shooters of all time.
Yeah.
Adrian. Huh. Do I take Jacobs, Mixon, Waddle, or Metcalf?
Who do you have already?
I already have Kelsey and Lamb.
Ooh, nice. Jacobs, Waddle.
And it is a PPR league, so.
Jacobs, Waddle, Mixon, or who?
Metcalf. Higgins, Olave, Smith, they're all available.
Yeah. Jacobs got his contract finally, and he was like the running back 3 last year. He doesn't have competition behind him. And their offense is going to suck with Garoppolo, I think, so it's going to be all through Jacobs. Other running back is Mixon. He also lost Pirine behind him, so you got two bell cows there. The question is, do you think Jacobs is going to repeat his performance? Do you think Mixon will be a little better because he was a little disappointing last year?
I took Jacobs.
Yeah, I like it.
Did you put Cook in?
I don't have Cook in this league.
Corey, how many guys of your first couple picks have a week 13 bye?
Hold on, let me check. Jacobs.
Jesus. So it begins. Hey, you know what they say. Chicks dig the car. Right, Mike?
Fuck you.
Well, guys, I have to be honest, I'm so glad this is a episode we're doing tonight, because after a day of frustration, I need something stupid. Brilliant, but stupid. Stupidly awesome, I mean.
Okay, that's what I... Okay.
It's stupid. Everything is awesome.
It's stupid how much this movie doesn't get talked about for Oscars, is what I mean.
You're right. I just don't know how it got passed.
Wait, did you mispronounce Razzie?
I was going to say, what's the bad one? Razzies? Oh, damn it. The only question is, I wonder in 97, were any of these actors nominated for a Razzie that year?
Did the Razzies between Arnold? In 97?
Oh, I don't know. When were the, I don't even know how you spell it, Razzies?
R-A-Z-Z-I-E, I think.
1980.
Longer than I thought.
Oh my God, guys. Hold on.
Huh.
I'm gonna wait till we record to mention these.
Okay, you got something?
Yeah.
He said, can't. Oh.
I don't know why.
Oh, wow, I saw something too, and let's wait and talk about it. All right.
Hey, hello, Razzies. Well, that makes sense.
Hey, shut up. All right, we ready to jump into the main here?
Yes, just so you guys are aware, my line is by Lionel Luther. I mean, oh, sorry, John Glover.
I knew you were going to do that.
Listen, Mike, the only reason is because it cracked me up when he fucking said it.
Mike, I was like, you wow, and your that's a fucking lines.
I was like, fuck, that's like the first thing that made me actually like laugh because it was funny.
Actually laugh? Because
it was stupid.
I just knew, like, as soon as I saw...
you didn't remember he was in it?
No, I knew he was in it, but as soon as I saw him, I was like, Mike's going to pick a line from this guy. I guarantee it.
Well, that's
because he's from on Smallville.
No, honestly, I was really hoping to find something else I really wanted, but that line just cracked me up so much. And I don't know if it's going to be one that's not very well known.
Yeah. Mike, I feel like at the beginning of our podcast, you actually said well-known things. And somewhere along the lines, every line, everyone's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
No, somebody will get it. It's when he attempts to kill Poison Ivy.
Oh, okay. I do love him.
Yeah, he's funny.
Now you have to.
That's not what he's
a great actor. he's a great actor. Like, I love him in Gremlins, too.
Yeah.
He's also, I think he's in Scrooged.
Corey, do you know what you're saying?
Yeah.
Who's your line by?
Mr. Freeze.
Me too.
Typical.
Mine's about winterizing your pipes. Is that what you were going to use?
Oh my god.
Okay, good.
Mine's the Ice Age.
Nice. All right. Are we stopping this one to start a new one, or are we just like going?
Yes, I'm just up in my draft here real quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, you're in the middle of a draft.
I only care about my first few players, and then I can just...
I've noticed, like, my last, like, four or five edits, I think you've been coughing, and we like, share edits. I'm like, what the fuck is
happening? I don't
know. Yeah, I can't turn my mic off, because when you try and turn it back on, it fucks things up sometimes. So.
Oh, no, I know that. I'm not annoyed. I'm just, like, you know, worried you might die.
No, I'm annoyed because I fucking missed one of your stupid coughs in the last edit I did.
Is there one in there?
Dude, I was doing so good. I went back and listened to the entire episode, and there's like a couple things. Like there's moments where we talked over each other. I was kind of like, yeah, I wish I would have touched that up a little bit.
Hey,
but wow. I just kind of shrugged it off. I was like, that's just who we are. And I mean, as long as I catch it 90% of the episode, a little bit of it is not going to make, it's going to make us look normal.
Exactly. You know? It seems a lot less obnoxious if you get rid of most of it.
Yeah, and then when I fucking stumbled upon Corey's one cough, I was like, fuck! It's like, how did I miss that?
Well, fuck Knuckles.
I don't even remember what else was going on around in that conversation. Well, I must have been either sideways. So focused on the joke that happened that mm-hmm. I forgot his cough.
Right.
I don't fucking know what I missed.
Well, Corey,
to be fair,
I
did edit that one pretty fast.
Corey, I was going to say, if you want a... if you did need a break from editing, like because I know our PS1 Part 2 is supposed to come out Friday, we could probably just rip the audio from that fantasy football and do that this week instead of next week, so you could have till next Monday or whatever to...
That's actually what I meant yesterday.
When you said, yeah.
Next Friday,
it was late.
Friday.
We were all ready to get the fuck out.
Let me see how tomorrow goes. If I can get it done tomorrow.
Yeah.
But if I can't before work, then yeah, we'll do it that way.
Batman and Robin definitely has to come out within the next week or two. Which, by the way, this will be Mike's. That'll be fun.
Yes, because my PlayStation 1 Part 2 is mine, yeah, which and means then Mike gets, yeah.
The fantasy football draft isn't really anyone because we're...
Yeah, we don't
know. No, it's literally just... That's just ripping the audio and posting it. The only person that has to do any editing, really, is they just have to add like a nice little
intro and stuff.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shocked. This week, blah, 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 blah. Like Corey likes to do. I mean, any of us could ever.
I was going to say, honestly, I might rip it and touch it up just because like a little couple parts in the intro might be weird for just an audio format. Like I'll get rid of the 30-second countdown and.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. You get rid of that and then actually just. Just cut everything cut everything up to the end of that, and then do what I did with the random bullshit one. Do the intro, do the music, and as soon as the music we're just going right into talking, you know?
Yeah, but I started hello, and welcome to our very first live stream.
Well, that's okay.
You didn't do what I thought you were telling me you did.
Yeah. But, what do you mean?
Like, we always are just talking after the music.
Yeah, but that was so, there was no lead into that. Like, there's usually, like, a little bit of a lead in.
When you said we talked going into the episode, I thought you meant literally.
Like, we're in the mid-conversation?
There was no intro. We were just mid-conversation when it started, and then you found a point for the music.
No.
I forgot about our intro and everything.
Would you guys be mad if I didn't do a little intro and I just started it with, like, hello and welcome to our first live stream? Because I kind of introed it in the live.
No, I don't feel like all of our episodes have to have the intro thing.
Yeah, especially like live streams and stuff.
If it's a bullshit episode, I feel like we could just kind of go into it.
Yeah.
A lot of the podcasts I listen to, it mm-hmm. starts, their music's kind of playing in the background and they're just bullshitting. And then eventually the host will be like, all right, anyway, today we're.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh yeah, we're supposed to do a show.
And that's more who we are anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's going to break people's hearts if every episode they're not like, but they're all supposed to say a line and then.
No.
Watch all of our patrons the day after, like, guys, where the fuck's your line?
What the fuck, bro? I'm done listening.
No, I kind of love I loved our little line idea that we had at the beginning. And do a lot of podcasts do that?
Like lines? Yeah. One that I listen to, but. They ended up doing like 550 episodes, and I think they abandoned it after like 200 something episodes. They still say like, I'm your host, blah, 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 and joining me is Ham and Ham, but they don't each do like a line. It's just like, with me today is Mike and Corey.
That's because they suck and they're quitters.
They're quitters. Like
you, the one, you're a butt fucking quitter.
Like the one guy, like the one guy used to have like a, what's going on, internet? And then the other guy would be like, he did a thing from like way back in the day, like a brap, brap, like a gunshot. Brap, brap. Yeah, exactly. But they stopped doing that after a while.
Who was that?
Well, that's Comedy good. Button.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
There are a couple IGN guys, a couple.
Yeah, I remember. I just forgot who it was.
Oh, Corey, I forgot. Yeah, they finally wrapped up after 550 episodes.
Yeah, you told me.
That's 11 crazy. Years. I was fucking heartbroken.
I mean, they're all like, doing their own things now.
Yeah, they'll have kids. And
yeah.
It happens.
I mean, fuck my kids. I'm doing this.
I mean, they still have jobs in video games, so they still consider themselves like giant man babies, but that's just one less thing. They don't all have to go meet up at someone's house, and it sucks for us, but I understand. They gave us 11 years of content, and they kept it up, so I'm grateful for that.
And it was always really funny.
It was, and they did like movie commentaries, and they said, listen, we're ending. They're like, we're going to be honest with you. Give us $1, get our entire backlog, download all that shit. You can cancel after a month. Give us a buck. Get all of our movie commentaries, all of our deleted episodes, and then, you know, stop paying.
I was looking at the thing that I am going to bring up during the episode, and there's some head scratchers for me. I can tell you that right now.
Well, that's going to do it for this little bonus of us just being us. I'm sure there will be lots more of this in the future. We don't stay focused. We have a Patreon now, and for as little as $1 a month, you can help us keep the lights on over here and do interesting and fun things for all of you. You get access to our members-only Discord. Once a month, we put out a poll so you can vote what movie we watch, and we're even thinking about doing some movie commentaries in the near future. If any of that interests you, you can head on over to patreon.com/cultureshockpodcast to see all the benefits you can get. If you'd like to see any more of Adrian's shenanigans, you can head on over to YouTube and watch all of his movie reviews and tier lists. That's at youtube.com/BakerReviews. youtube.com/BakerReviews. And if you'd like to follow us on all the socials, on Facebook, it's Culture Shock Podcast. On Instagram, it's CultureShock21. On TikTok, it's CSPodcast21. And on Twitter, X, where I spend most of my time, it's also CSPodcast21. And as always, thanks for listening.